Who Will Save Our Books? A best-selling author sends out an SOS for the book trade. But who is coming to the rescue? Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally, your host and producer. And joining me, as he does every week, is Andrew Albany, senior writer for Publishers Weekly, to take a look at the business of books. Andrew, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Thanks, Chris.
And we're catching you as you've just flown back from London, where you attended the book fair, as we learned last week, and from one event to the next. So BEA is coming up, Book Expo America. We won't see it till the end of next month, but PW gives us a preview.
That's right. You know, no rest for the jet lagged, as they say. So Monday's issue is our annual and our massive BEA preview issue. And as it is every year, it's packed with great features and previews of the show, which will run from May 30th to June 1st at the Javits Center here in New York City. Among the features in Monday's issue is our usual galleys to grab feature, which runs down the big buzz books that are going to be getting attention at the show. We have a look at the creative writing programs in the city, which is really quite fascinating. And there's a great bookseller feature and author profiles. And my favorite fun little addition for this year is a New York City publishing map. And of course, there are quite a bit of changes on tap for this year's show and beyond, as BEA, like the industry itself, adapts to a new future. You know, Steve Rosato said that there's been more change in publishing in the last 5 years as there was in the previous 50, and there's something to that. And BEA has begun to embrace that change over the last few years. You know, among the changes most notably for this year is that the show is going to be on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you know, which I think is great and could very well make for a more packed and buzzing show floor. And I'm also looking forward to more self-publishing at this year's BEA via its You Publish You event. And like London, I expect big crowds of people interested in self-publishing. As usual, there's also a great list of authors who are going to be at BEA this year, including civil rights leader and Congressman John Lewis and Neil Gaiman, who was also at London. The BEA breakfasts are going to be moderated by Chelsea Handler, who's hilarious, Octavia Spencer, and Chris Matthews, who's also hilarious, though not for the same reasons as Chelsea Handler sometimes. And once again, we're going to see consumers at the show, too. There's going to be 2,000 power readers invited this year. And while they may not stand out from the 8,000 or so trade attendees who are going to be there, I think that's an important direction for BEA to take. You know, much of the industry talk in the last few years has been about how it's shifting from a B2B focus to a more business to consumer focus. And, you know, what better way to show that than by bringing in those avid consumers.
And indeed, those avid consumers, as you call them, they're the book lovers of the world. And if something they love besides books, it's bookstores. And in Monday's issue, you've got a couple of award winners. Let's talk about the Bookstore of the Year award.
Yeah, this is always one of my favorite things of the year. It's our 20th annual Bookstore of the Year award, which is going to Square Books, the famous store on the historic town square in Oxford, Mississippi, and the center of the fictional county in William Faulkner's novels as well. Founded by Richard and Lisa Hellworth in 1979, that store has grown into a trio of storefronts over the past three decades, and it even hosts the Thacker Mountain Radio, a live radio show with author readings and musical performances that airs on Mississippi Public Radio. It also has the annual Oxford Conference on the Book, and I think it's holding what's now the second annual Camp Square Books for Adults, which is 4 days of author talks, lectures, hikes, and meals, and I kind of really want to be at that. Among its regulars, author John Grisham, who says he just loves the place, and the owners, the Hoers, absolutely feel the same way. It's truly a great store and one that speaks to everything we love about bookstores. And also, in Monday's issue, we have a feature on PW's Sales Rep of the Year, who is Bruce Joshua Miller. Now, it's worth noting that we received a record number of nominees for this year's Rep Award, and, you know, by far the most passionate ones were for Miller, who is a commission rep who's based in the Chicago area. He represents some 26 scholarly and indie presses, and what I really love about the choice of Miller is that some of our listeners may remember that he's the guy that spearheaded the defense of the University of Missouri Press after the school's administration announced it was going to close the press last year. And he won with the decision rescinded last August. You know, it's really a great story, and Miller's really a great choice. And I hope readers will check the, both of these features out in Monday's issue.
Well, indeed. And, you know, I mentioned in my opener about books and coming to the rescue of books. So that rep winner, Bruce Joshua Miller, he helped to rescue the University of Missouri Press. But there's an author who's out for a much bigger rescue job, and he has opened his checkbook to kick off a discussion about all of this. To tell us what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. So last week, best-selling author James Patterson took out ads on the cover of PW and in the New York Times Book Review, and I think Kirkus as well, asking the question, who will save our books, our bookstores, our libraries? You know, why did he do this? Well, he says he wanted to start, or should we say ramp up, a dialogue. Patterson told PW that, you know, he was frustrated at the lack of advancement on the future of books discussion. Now, for people like me and you, and for our listeners every week, all we seem to do is talk about the future of books. But Patterson has a real point in terms of the larger discussion, and, you know, even as it pertains somewhat to what we're talking about, because Patterson says the discussion is stuck in a rut, with publishers sitting around saying, woe is me, and with the same article seemingly written over and over about the book business being in trouble without much new information or, you know, little mention of possible solutions. Now, I know James Patterson to be a passionate supporter of things like literacy and reading in general. You know, last year he donated hundreds of thousands of books to the troops around the world, and in 2009 he launched a reading promotion site called Read Kiddo Read. So I'm in the author's corner on this one. I really am. I am in Patterson's corner. Is the book endangered? Well, that's up for debate, I think. There's a lot of exciting things happening to the book. But the book is changing for sure. And certainly reading is under pressure with more and more media out there now at our fingertips. But I think Patterson should be commended for stirring the pot, because we should want to see more voices in this discussion. And to that end, I hope readers will heed Patterson's call in PW and go to PW's site and read what he has to say, and to participate in the lively discussion that it has kicked off. And in looking at the comments, it certainly is that, a lively discussion.
Well, indeed. And Andrew, I mean, if there's anybody out there rescuing books, it's yourself every week writing about all the new books and all the important changes in the industry. That's going to help to keep it alive. So we thank you for that. And thank you for joining us this week on Beyond the Book. Andrew Albany, senior writer at Publishers Weekly.
My pleasure as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Chris Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.